Mishab Tvav Mishnah 6 Seah Truma Shinafla Pachus Mimea Venid Mao. If a Seah of Truma fell into less than 100, so you, let's say it fell into 50, one Seah of Truma falls into 50 of normal produce, Venafal Min Hamaduma Lemakum Achar, and then some of that produce falls into another batch of produce. Rabbi Leza Omer Midmas Ketruma Vada, whatever fell into the second batch of produce, we look at the amount that fell in, we treat that as if it's completely Truma. Whatever fell in, is, we look at it as if it was only Truma that fell in. And same as in the previous Mishnah, V'chachomim Omerim, Ein Hamaduma Midmah El Lefi Cheshbon. The sages have the principle of Lefi Cheshbon, according to its proportion, proportionately. So whatever fell into the second pile, we only consider that proportionate to the amount of the first pile. So only in this case over here, only 1/51th, right, if that makes sense, 1/51 of what falls into the second pile, less than 0.5% of what falls into the second pile will be considered truma. The rest of what falls into the second pile, we say, is normal produce from the first pile. It's not all truma that falls in. And that's the question over here. When a truma falls into a first pile, and then an amount of that falls into the second pile, how much of what falls into the second pile do we assume is truma, and how much of what falls into the second pile do we assume is normal produce? So Rebbe Leza says the whole amount, and the Chachamim say no, we go according to the proportion from the first pile. And while we're on this concept of according to proportion, says the Mishnah Ein HaMechumatz Mechametz Ele Lefi Cheshbon, leaven renders other things leavened proportionately, meaning that if you have some truma, which is a leavening agent, and you add that to a dough, and it's going to create a dough over here now, and then and that's normal produce, and then you take some of that and you use that to leaven another batch of dough. So how do you assess how much of the second batch of dough must you have to nullify the original truma that was used as the leavening agent in the first batch of dough? And again, it's according to proportion. So if you had 1 in 50, if the ratio in the first batch of dough was 1 in 50, so here you'll only need more than 1/50th of whatever goes into the second batch of dough. And another proportionately example, v'ein ma'am shu'uvim poislim es ha-mikveh el lefi cheshbon. Drawn water renders a mikveh unfit proportionately. What does this mean? So a mikveh has to be a certain amount of water, 40 sayers, and it has to be 40 sayers of naturally collected water. It can't be what we'll learn later when we get to mikvahs. It can't be what we call drawn water. And drawn water is water that's been placed there manually. So it can't be drawn water. So there's different interpretations of what the proportionately means over here. Two interpretations brought in the Kahati. We're going to go with the first interpretation, and that is that where the drawn water means that it can't be drawn water from two or three vessels. If it's drawn water like two or three buckets full of water, then they combine. But if it's more than two or three buckets of the amount of drawn water, then we don't say that the drawn water combines. So when it says here proportionately, it means it's a different kind of proportionately, as we've been saying up until now. What it means is proportionally means according to the number of buckets. So two or three buckets of drawn water invalidates the mikveh, they combine. More than three buckets of drawn water does not combine to invalidate the mikveh.